This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
He has some kind of background. than what my daddy have told me. Now, can we preach Acts chapter 5 and verse 19? Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5.
All right.
And verse 19. It's talking about repentance and being baptized.
Amen.
You have to say amen.
Amen.
But the angel of the Lord, by night, opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go, stand, speak in the temple to the people of all the words of this life.
Come out
down. The verse 27. When they had brought them before the council and the high priest and asked them, verse 28, saying, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? Behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. 29 said, Peter said unto the other apostle and answered and said, we are to obey God.
And
And the Bible says in chapter 5, I'm trying to bring it up.
Yeah,
but before, you had to grow. See, God is about increase.
Yeah.
If you decrease, there's something wrong. But God is about increase. Increase your finding. Increase your ministry.
Increase.
Yeah, you grow up to about 4,000 or 5,000.
Yes.
Acts chapter 4 and verse 4. What reading is going to read about being told that? They put him in prison the next evening. These are boys sold out for Jesus. They know one thing. They got power because Jesus told them, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you endure it with power. See, you need power to preach the gospel. You can't just get up here and talk about no. You need power to preach the gospel. Especially those ones that don't believe anyway. You know, you got people in your own home don't believe you can hear. I know I do. Or he just faith.
Come on, come on.
Been doing it for 30 years, but I'm still faith.
Okay, yeah.
You just keep on saying I'm faith. I'm going to keep on watching the because I know one thing. The God I serve, he's able this morning. And he's able this afternoon. Whatever you going through this morning, say, Lord, I know one thing. You may not come when you want. You may not come when I thank you, but you're going to be on time. Because he's on time, God. Psalm 35 says, we've been doing for a night, but God coming. Come on. I will bless the Lord.
And all of us.
And then David said that, but then in verse 3 he said, let us. It went from singular to plural. He said, let us. And that's what we're trying to do. Lift up the name of Jesus. That's all I'm trying to do is just lift his name up because his name is above every name. Every tongue.
Yes,
Jesus. I'm here it is, y'all. I'm going to be through. I'm going to be through.
Come on, work it.
The Bible said, when Jesus told those boys in Mark 13, 11, right now, in Luke 12, there. President, he said, when you come before the council, you're not going to premeditate what you're going to say in that hour.
Right.
And what you got to think about. Because the chronicle. It's going to overshadow. And it came to pass in verse 4, and chapter 4, and verse 8, when they sit him in the council, the Bible says, then Peter filled the Holy Ghost. Said, you men of Israel, be it known unto you that you the one killed him on the tree. Y'all hung him on the tree. That's over and fro. So that's why I say, let's do it again. Because they told him, look, we know it's not a miracle that happened. They were ignorant. They were unlearned. When you've been with Jesus, you don't have to go to school. Because the Holy Ghost is going to teach you everything.
Amen.
Going to teach you how to speak to people when people ain't speaking to you. You know them jobs. Them go everywhere on them jobs. We have to come and say the one for some of the people on them jobs. And that's that head up there. And on Sundays, and what Ms. Annie Gray said, on Mondays, I can live with that haircut. But back to the text. The text said, they began, let me tell you something, Peter was full of the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible said, if you look in that first part, the Bible said, even the shadow of Peter passing by. They brought out people with sick folks on couches, laying them on the street, and all Peter had to do was pass by. I want to go sell milk, man. I'm glad. And Jesus said, I'm going to send a comforter to you. That's going to search you inside out. Even if you're doing wrong for yourself, by yourself, the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you and say, now you know that's wrong. And then you have to separate you from. You got to know how to repent. That's one of the things Jesus said when he came on the coast. He said, repent for the kingdom of God. He went to the Father and said, "Say, saw Japanese children, millionaire." He said, follow me. And he jumped right on and followed me. Can I talk to just somebody? Jesus trying to tell somebody tonight, follow me. Because that was a vision.
Come on.
19 chapter.
Yes, sir.
16 verse. He said, good master. What should I do to inherit the kingdom of God? I'm going to come to God. And the Bible said, Jesus said, the Ten Commandments. Sister Franklin. And he said, well, I kept all that. But Jesus said, you lack one thing. You sell all you got and distribute it to the world. You have riches in here. He's going to do that. Because all of it belongs to him anyhow. He said, I got cattle on 1,000 feet. So I'm 50 and 10. And if I was home, I wouldn't tell you. I thank God. He's not like us. He's compassionate. He's 100% spirit. And he's 100% divine. He got sleepy. He got tired. And he cursed the fig tree, didn't he? 11th chapter of Mark, didn't he? Because he wouldn't bear no fruit. See, we got to bear fruit. He come out, what it say right here? I'm pretty far in there. What it say? It say, this is our theme. A biblical blueprint for a healthy church. Them boys had it together because they sold their possessions in Acts 2. And the ones that didn't have, they made sure they had. That's what we do. We have neighbor, and neighbor looking like, I don't know what. I ain't getting none of our stuff. Just for not forget that God blessed you with it so you can bless somebody else. See, when God do something, sometimes you can't figure it out. You can't figure it out. But the Bible says, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison door of men. Because they say they ain't good. And they are not. That's the Bible easy. But they bent the door and said, but see that goes another way. But they bent the
door.
We know that these boys here have done something because this boy that was through here was sitting at the gate every day asking for money. But now he's walking on it. We know this. Something that happened. We can't let it go no further. This is Acts chapter 4. And they say, we're going to threaten them and tell them don't do this anymore. But there's something about the name that makes you want to keep on saying, Jesus, my everyday God. Jesus, my way maker. Jesus, the Son of the living God. Situations that they can't give in, but you gotta put it in the Lord's hand because God will.
Yes.
I say God will.
Yes.
Make a way.
Yes.
Want to make a way?
Yes.
Want to make a way, huh?
Yes.
I don't know about you, you want to make a way.
Yes.
Somehow, on, Pastor. Look, look what it said. It said, when they had brought them, they set them before the council. Did that answer? Jesus said, when you go there, you ain't got to keep meditating on what you got to say. Because you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And they filled with the Holy Ghost. They ain't got no money. But they got faith from God. But I know it's you, they say, they ain't got no money now. Here we go, but I ain't got no money. But here we go, I have money. But in the name of Jesus, God, and they walk, got up and walked. Good Lord of mine. And he had to lay their hands on us. All he had to do was speak the word in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And they're still tripping from 0-3. They're still tripping. They're saying he's a counselor. The Sanhedrin Council had money, he had prestige, but they didn't have Jesus. Yeah. Just like the days would. And I don't mean to bring this up, but old Donald Trump, I ain't worried about him. I ain't worried about him. Because I know one thing. Sooner or later, it might not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But it's gonna happen. That's in flesh and blood. They've done wrong. And get back. Their children didn't get back. Pilgrim didn't get back. Pharaoh didn't get back. They put Donald Trump in They asked him, saying, look what they say now. Saying, did not we strengthen, you know what? We commanded you over in folk not to preach this name and go bring up the name of Jesus because we didn't kill him enough with the arm. Look what it says. They commanded, don't you know what command means? We commanded you.
Right.
Not to preach.
Right.
In
right. That's right. Come on now. Come on.
You should not teach in his name. And said, behold, let me stop. You have filled Jerusalem with your doubt. They were mature. Turned the city upside down. See, you don't have to be a whole lot. God don't need a whole lot of people. But we told Jimmy, I ain't got too many people. Go on down. And we told Gibby, you got too many people. Go down there to the river, make a lot like a dog. And we're for 300 out of all them people. Now you with him. So if people want to use somebody that whosoever we are, where to go? And say, I'll go if I have to go.
Right.
Right.
Right. Come on now. Come on, let's do it again.
Yeah. And intend, look what it said. And intend to bring this man's blood upon us. That's what the Sanhedrin Council telling them about. They ignorant and they unknown, but they're standing before the council. But they're not standing by themselves. Because when you're going for what's right, Jesus is standing there right there. Wherever you're in court, in jail, wherever you're at, if you're standing for what's right, Jesus is right there. He's going to make a way out of no way for you. He's going to make a way somehow, somewhere. And so what they're saying, look what they're saying. Then Peter and the other apostles constantly said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Because Peter probably said, I remember how I deceived this man. He told me when the crop grow 3 times, I'm going to deny him. I remember when I was on a boat the other day, and I was out there trying to fish. And he said, look out into the deep. And I went out in the deep, and I caught all kinds of fish. And I went and fell down at his feet and told him, say, Lord, depart from me, because I'm a sinful man. Luke chapter 5, verse 7. Of these things.
Yeah.
And so also is the Holy Ghost, who God had given to them that obey him. I'm trying to obey him. I'm trying to keep the commandment of the Lord, because when I keep the commandment of God, God said, I'll open up a window and pour you out a blessing. I want some blessing from the Lord, not Satan and the devil. I want some blessing from the Lord, because I know he's not a cattle. I'm going to 1,000 men. And I know.
Oh, yeah.
as they began to send you the council, question them.
Yes, sir.
Here come a boy named Gabby.
Yeah.
God always make a way out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Gabby, a doctor of the law, Pastor Frank.
Yes, sir.
Stood up and said, look, there's been a lot of men come along this way.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And they've been talking about this and that and the other and all that old kind of stuff. You know, but give these boys a little space.
Yeah.
Because see, Theodos and all those boys, they came along, they lasted a little while. That's what Gabriel said. But they faded away.
Yeah.
But if this is be a God,
yeah,
you're not fighting against them.
Wow.